Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Going to high school while earning college credits. A new program in Sacramento allows juniors and seniors to get a head start on a college degree and reduce tuition before high school graduation. The dual enrollment program is at Sacramento Charter High School, and it's called the Panther Pipeline. St. Hope Public Schools, which runs Sac High, says it's only one of two high schools in the city that offers high school students a chance to earn college credits. Laura Davis is the college coordinator at Sac High. We're also joined by student Edie Park, who is part of the Panther Pipeline, and they're joining us with more on how the first year is going. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for making the trip. Okay, Laura, I want to start with you. Let's start off with the big broad question. Tell us about St. Hope Public Schools.
Of course, yeah. So St. Hope Public Schools is a high caliber college prep public charter school system in Oak Park. We serve TK through 12th grade students, and for 20 years we've been successfully closing the opportunity gap. We pride ourselves on providing scholars with the strongest possible foundation for learning and career success. Many of our scholars are the first in their family to go to college, and we feel passionate about exposing them to as many opportunities as possible to spark their interest in pursuing a college degree when they graduate high school. We decided to take our mission and vision and of helping scholars to and through college one step further by piloting this dual enrollment program this year.
Given that you're a college coordinator, you know, why do you love what you do? How did you get into it?
Yeah, so this is my first year at this school and in this role, but I am a Sac High alumni myself, so I come from a perspective of knowing what the school is and wanting to bring new opportunities. And I think as a college prep school, it's important that we're exposing our kids to college in new ways.
Yeah. You know, given that Sac High is one of only two schools that's offering something like this, what was the inspiration behind this program?
So the inspiration was just to ensure that students are really going off to college with the most experience about college as they can and understanding the true rigor of college coursework, while also providing them the same supports and even more supports than they would receive when they go off to college for the first time.
Yeah. Tell us how the program works, the Panther Pipeline.
Yeah. So it is, we have real college professors coming on campus to teach twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they're still in the same classroom, but they have a co-teacher that we've hired to help support the students. And she does check-ins with the students. She's our parent liaison. And so students really understand the true rigor and have the full support that they need.
So that's probably where the name dual enrollment comes from and the meaning behind that.
Yeah. So they actually are getting both high school and college credits for it at the exact same time. And it's free for our scholars. And so that's the most exciting part about it, is that all these students are entering college for the first time with college credits already in their back pocket. They can have priority registration when they go off to school. All the courses are free for them. And so I really think that we're doing a world of wonders for our students with this.
Yeah, because even if it is relatively affordable at a community college level or a public university versus a private university, I mean, all of that can add up. I mean, it's incredible that you can take these college courses and not have to spend anything.
Yeah, and we buy all the books for them. We were actually able to apply for a grant through the California Department of Education last year, and we got the grant. And so over the next 4 years, we have $100,000 to spend towards these students and make sure that they have the textbooks and the tutoring and all the support.
All right, Edie, you're part of like the first cohort of a Panther Pipeline. You're a student at Sac High. What interested you in taking part in it?
Well, like how Ms. Davis said, it provides many advantages for when you're entering into college, and also it builds skills for students that are even still in high school. Mm-hmm. And so that when we enter into college, we're just that much more prepared.
How has it been going so far? I know it's only been a few weeks, but
It's been smooth. Like, there haven't been any issues so far. Everyone's kind of just getting acclimated back into, like, the school routine and also adjusting to the different classroom structure and the workload, stuff like that.
Laura, do you have an idea of how many students like Edie are taking part in this?
Yeah, we have over 50. We're piloting this program with just our juniors and seniors this year. Mm-hmm. Our long-term vision and goal is to be able to provide college opportunities for our freshmen and our sophomores forms as well. And eventually, students will be able to finish their associate's degree by the time they graduate high school. But that's a lofty goal, many years far from where we are today. But this is it's really exciting to be the pilot of this program.
Yeah, it's a good one to have, though, even if it is a lofty goal. That would be awesome. Are you a junior or a senior?
Yeah, I'm in my junior year.
That is so great. So what classes are you taking?
In general, or
with the dual enrollment program?
Oh, with the dual enrollment, the first semester is the fall semester. So I'm taking a human career development class, which will get me 3 credits. And then in the spring semester, I'll be taking an anthropology class, which will also get me 3 units.
What is the big difference so far between the other high school courses that you're taking?
Well, I would say the intensified workload is probably the main standout between the two. It's just a different style of work that you're doing. Like, obviously we have discussions in a normal day-to-day class, but in these ones, it's a little bit more critical thinking that you're putting into the conversations you're having. And you're also adding on more to your peers. And it's just a lot more thought out.
Yeah, I guess, Laura, what kind of support is given to students? I mean, this is new and, it is a more rigorous workload to help them navigate, feel confident and not get, too overwhelmed with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone on our campus is in support of this program. So we have all of the staff and academic counselors available to them, but we also have all of the Sac City counselors available. And then we have our own co-teacher that does weekly check-ins with the students, mm-hmm. make sure their grades are good. And then also an extra support for our seniors. They're taking a little bit more rigorous class work with their English course. And so they're also enrolled into an English support class to kind of help them with their writing if they need it.
Given that you are a graduate of Sac High, what do you think it would have added to your high school experience if this existed when you were a student?
Yeah, I actually was able to take some dual enrollment classes when I was in high school, but we didn't offer it on our campus during our school day. And that's what kind of sets us apart from a lot of other schools is that we have the professors come on campus to teach. There's one other high school in the district that does it online. And so I think that if I were to have had the full scope of this program where teachers were coming on campus, it would have been easier for me. I wouldn't have had to worry about transportation. Everything would have come to me and the support would have been there in class.
Yeah. Edie is one of 50, know, that's taking part in this new pipeline. What response have you received from students so far?
So far, so many of them are upset that they didn't apply last year. A lot of them are wondering when they can start college courses. And we've seen just a definite increase in our students' ability to want to take college courses. Mm.
You talked about or touched upon the vision for the dual enrollment program. When it comes to the application process, and, some people are kind of, shoot, I wish I did it last year. What is the application process like?
So the great thing about Sac City is there isn't an application through them, but I created an application because I wanted our students to really understand the rigor of the coursework that they were going to be taking in the next year. And there aren't any minimum eligibility requirements, but I did have a preferred GPA that I wanted students to apply with. But that doesn't mean that that was the absolute requirement. If they didn't have that GPA, I would just have them submit an extra essay as part of the application about maybe why they didn't have that GPA and what they could have done differently to increase it. And so there were other essay requirements and then a contract and then also some teacher recommendations. And then the parents had to sign off on everything just because it's a definite difference in rigor of coursework and just the academic honesty policy. And there's so much more that goes into the college courses than the high school courses. And so we really wanted to make sure that they knew really what they were getting themselves into.
Edie, what conversations are you having with, your fellow Panther Pipeline students that are taking part in these college courses?
Sorry. I would just say that everyone is just trying to adjust to the different coursework and this is not a normal class that you would take in high school. Human career development is something that it's new. It's new information. We're learning new things. And a lot of the class is learning about resources and like building study habits and things like this. And we don't have that. We don't really like typically have a class specifically on that topic. And so a lot of it is just reflecting what we're learning and like kind of how we can implement it into like our actual like normal high school classes. And yeah.
Given that this is pretty much like new curriculum for a high school student, you know, and you're part of the first group that's embarking upon this. How do you think it's going to benefit you, Edie?
Well, when I go into college, I will have that advantage and like a foot in the door. I'll already have credits, so I'll be well on my way to getting my associate's degree. And again, I will already be accustomed to the structure of these college classes. So while the college environment itself might be foreign, the classwork and the classroom dynamics will not be anything new.
When you're talking to your fellow classmates, you know, juniors and seniors, and the topic of college comes up, you know, how does that topic go? I mean, is it kind of an intimidating one? I mean, either not only through academics, but financially and just trying to figure out how to make it happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It is definitely an intimidating subject. And this class especially helps us learn about financial aid, how to get it, because a lot of the students don't know like these things. They don't know the resources that they have. And so having these classes, it opens the doors to the possibilities of things that students can utilize and make their college experience better and easier.
Yeah, I mean, that takes me back to high school. My parents didn't go to a university. And so, you know, you're just kind of navigating it in the dark. And I had no idea all the additional resources that could have been available to me as a student when I was applying to college. You know, how are you helping students navigate this? Because this is like adult stuff, and there isn't really financial literacy always baked into, you know, a high school setting. So how do you help them navigate something that is a lot of responsibility?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we on our campus, it is a college prep school, so we have an advisory course once a week, and that kind of helps introduce these ideas. But it's a totally different ball game to have the actual colleges come to our campus and speak to the students and them take actual college courses. And we were really intentional with the courses that we selected to provide for the scholars. The course Edie's talking about as a junior taking human career development is talking about study skills. It's talking about everything, all the resources available to you in the college. And there's actually a counselor that works at the college that's teaching that class. So she's already linking up and networking with the students about what the colleges can provide and accommodate to for them. And so that's, I think that's the biggest thing, is being intentional with this program.
Starting college with college credits already, I mean, one that is just, you know, you got a leg up, but also that is hopefully a reduction in tuition, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Especially like Edie will have 6 units under her belt. But last year she took a 3-unit course as well. So she'll have 9. And then next year she's hoping to take another 4 classes. So by that time, she's already done with a semester of work. That puts her ahead in priority registration for classes, which is a huge difficulty with a lot of freshmen going into college, is that they can't get into the classes that they want to get into. And so all of our students are already going to have a leg up with that.
Yeah. Edie, I see you like nodding like very intently. I mean, so like thinking, kind of navigating the financial aid aspect, or just the finances and tuition of college. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a huge benefit for you by having these college credits.
Yeah. And like Ms. Davis said, we don't pay for any of our books that we even need for these courses. So things in community college are obviously quite a bit cheaper, and you don't have to pay tuition at all, pretty much. And so we basically have no fees at all. Like there's nothing that we are required to pay for. So if we are able to get our associate's degree, for anybody that wants to move on to a 4-year university to get their bachelor's degree, they have like 2 years of tuition out of the way that they never had to pay.
Yeah. Given that pressure is alleviated for you, you know, and you're starting to think about college, do you have colleges in mind? Do you have an idea of what you would even want to major in?
Yeah, I would like to stay in California. So I'm hoping to get into either UC Berkeley or UCLA, and hopefully something within the STEM area, specifically technology or like engineering.
Mm. Yeah. Finally, Laura, I mean, this is a great step for just overcoming like really big challenges with wanting to go to college, which is something that, you know, it can be expected of a lot of people. So I would just imagine that, you know, it makes you feel good to be part of it.
It does. It absolutely does. It warms my heart to see that there's more of a buy-in with our scholars with wanting to go to college. And also just you can see that they're just more motivated to get through school. So it definitely makes me happy.
Laura and Edie, thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a fun conversation.
Yeah.
Laura Davis is the college coordinator at Sac High. Edie Park is a student who is part of the Panther Pipeline. It is a new dual enrollment program at Sacramento Charter High. It allows juniors and seniors a chance to earn college credits in high school. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.